SurvivalZone.com.
More pile on the administration over Fast and Furious. But will there be a sacrificial lamb in the form of the Attorney General, Eric Holder? Rush says Obama is setting up riots. And, of course, we're talking about the Occupy Seattle, Occupy Austin, Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Washington, D.C. Take that word and put it in front of almost any medium-sized to big city in the country now. Of course, the biggest protest is on Wall Street, and that's where it started 19 days ago. And that's where we begin this show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up also, we have a Rock Minute, plus Roger Madden checks in with his version of Wall Street. But let's let you hear some of the sounds of the day. And here's somebody talking about the San Antonio reason for occupying that city and waving placards that say we don't want to take it anymore, we want ours, that kind of stuff, and talking about percentages that are unbalanced, the 1%ers versus the 99%ers. Take a listen.
1% has too much control, and it's been like that for decades, you know. But now people have had enough, and the 99% is rising up.
All right, so the 99% is rising up. Do you think that's true? Is this the everyday housewife, the plumber down the street who on his break is grabbing a sign to say, I'm tired of it? Is this students who can't pay off their student loans or find a job, which is very frustrating? Who is it? Who are these people, and what has prompted them to gather? Radio Rush, love them or hate them, is the most listened to person in talk radio. It's estimated he has 15 million listeners. And the first 15 minutes of his show is the most listened to thing on the box and beyond. And he said that, look, it's clear that the president is setting up riots through the Wall Street protests that are now spreading like wildfire across the country, is what I see it as, my analogy, the fire analogy. And he says there's no doubt that they're fanning the flames, that these are union thugs, because so you remember, now the union has gotten involved in this. This isn't, like I said, Joey across the street, his mother who lives a couple of towns over, and who knows who else. This is a lot of union people, and it is the people that make up the base of Barack Obama's campaign, the base of the Democratic Party. The president held a news conference about the American Jobs Act. He's had handfuls of them this past month, pushing for Congress to pass his $450 billion spending package. And it's not going to, and we know this, we've had economists on, we've broken down the money, it's not going to solve the economic riddle. It's not going to be the solution. If you have $450 billion, now, I don't have a Harvard education. I didn't go to an Ivy League school. I went to Ohio University. So I guess I'm part of the 99% in a different way. Somebody has to realize when you talk about infrastructure and bridge repair and school and road and all that stuff, that's what's going to happen with this money? How is that the potion that's going to fix everything? It's not. This is the decline of what we're seeing in America, because we have to keep going back to this. What does capitalism mean? How have we survived and thrived with enterprise, with free enterprise, with business. We are a nation of takers instead of makers. That is one of the biggest problems. What happened to making things, producing things, selling things? I mean, I get it about banks too big to fail and these crazy bank fees and all that stuff, but this isn't what we're talking about. You have to push that onto the other side of the ledger. We're talking about specifically we're talking about the Occupy movement and what the intended goal is. And is it more of a sham than anything else in a way to get out union people? I mean, it's a stroke of brilliance, to be honest, from the other side of the aisle, because you have David Axelrod and his crew that aren't, they're not dumb. They know how to get the president elected. And this is what you do. You show this. You see what's happening in Greece. You see what's happening with the European Union. Get people out there. And I hate to be cynical, and I don't want to throw in and jump on somebody's boat. Jump in that boat. Because I know that that will play well. I'm not jumping on that boat. In fact, in my own house, my husband and I completely disagree on the Occupy movement. He thinks it's great. And he's a capitalist. I'm like, wow, how did you drink the Kool-Aid? Speaking of drinking the Kool-Aid, the ultimate pusher of it is Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury. Here was his take on the Wall Street protesters' message.
We all need to do a better job of demonstrating that the responsible bodies in the United States and for the economy today that requires Congress are able to act to do more things to help get the economy stronger today. And without that, you're going to be living with more pain, more poverty, more fear, more insecurity about the future.
All right, more pain, more poverty, more insecurity. How much worse can it get? How many jobs are you juggling, America? Be honest. Are you looking for a second job? What are you doing? What are you doing to make ends meet? How much of your taxes gone up, meaning property taxes, all that kind of stuff? What's happening in your own bubble, and how has that expanded outside of the bubble? Vice President Biden also decided that he would add his own spin on the Wall Street protests.
There's a lot in common with the Tea Party. The Tea Party started why? TARP. They thought it was unfair. We're bailing out the big guys.
All right, so do you think that's true? Does this movement seem a lot like the Tea Party? I'm going to call it the Occupy push. Because that's the word that's being used and that's put in front of whatever city it is. Whatever city people are gathering and marching and living in the tents and trying to get attention for what's happening in the nation. That's just not fair, and we're tired of seeing everything go to the one percenters. Stay with us. More thoughts on that. You can throw in yours, 800-259-5791. Roger Madden has his take, and we'll let you hear that as well. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Pie. This segment with more conversation about who makes up this group, getting arrested, shouting out things about being the 99%. You say, as we've been discussing throughout the week, thumbs up, thumbs down, fair or foul, let them protest. Ultimately, will this turn into a true movement like the Tea Party, or will it peter out? I'll say this, having friends that live in some of these places, San Antonio, Seattle, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Chicago, they are getting bigger. The groups are getting bigger. And a lot of that is because of the unions, the ranks of the union members who have joined. Think of how many unions there are in this country, some really big ones. And you rotate people in and out, especially in some of those bigger areas. And that's when you're seeing it get bigger and bigger and bigger. And Wall Street, they say it's all about economic inequality. That's the sit-ins and the rallies. And that's why they're beating the drum the way they're beating the drum, because they're frustrated with what's happening. A lot of the protesters, because there's thousands there, have union T-shirts on. They're displaying them when they're walking around and that kind of stuff. So there's no doubt that the protests have definitely swollen. You cannot deny that, certainly. And getting more attention in the last couple of weeks. And the president acknowledges them when he's talking about jobs. So could this ferment into truly a political movement or no? Does ultimately this disband out and it becomes kind of a footnote, like, wow, cool, there's people that are voicing their opinion. And see, I think what should have happened is, wouldn't it have been great if you could have taken all those people from Occupy This, from whatever state, and gotten them to march on the mall? It's about the politics, the regulations that are strangling so many of the possible job opportunities. And loosen the cash. How do you loosen the cash if you're getting thrashed by high taxes? You're not going to see companies do that. They're just not going to do that. They have to answer to their stockholders, and they just want the good number. That's what they want. They want the right number. And you know how you know that? Because of the layoffs that we've seen. And this is what happens, like Bank of America, 30,000 people. They're just efficiencies. They're not worried about this woman is a widow and she's got three kids to feed, because you're just a number of a different sort. And the only way to change that is to change some of the ridiculous policies that ail us in this country. You gotta look at the people who make the law. So if we could take all those protesters and just zero in on the Washington Mall, that would be a play. Now it's broken up, and yeah, it might be inconvenient, you're going around them in the city, but it's not the same impact as a push on the mall. And that's why there's skepticism as to what is behind it. And not all the protesters, by the way, are saying that they want the president's acknowledgement. Because is he proposing any solutions? And what I heard, he was not proposing solutions. Anyway, here's Roger Madden and his take on Wall Street.
Yesterday, the Occupy Wall Street protesters were joined by members of public sector unions such as the United Federation of Teachers and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. A word of caution to the protesters: if you sleep with dogs, you may wake up with fleas. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Perhaps the metaphor is a bit strong, especially since I'm a very strong supporter of unions, whether public or private sector. That being said, however, today public sector unions are not in very good standing with the American public, especially those that represent state and municipal employees. Even the governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo, a politician that can thank public sector unions for their support and is obtaining the governorship, refers to them euphemistically as special interests, since he doesn't see any advantage in calling them by their real name, political clubs. So far, the Occupy Wall Street crowd is getting good reviews from the American public, notwithstanding its leadership represents almost every single sector of hard-left socialists. Getting off one's duff and protesting Wall Street's uncompromising, flesh-eating desire for riches using very questionable methods, I think is a legitimate action for any red-blooded American. And as I said, the protesters have a lot of support coming from Main Street America. But having said that, the American public is not very sympathetic to those public sector unions which have entered into a corrupt relationship with state and municipal politicians by using union dues to lard politicians' campaign funds so that they will be encouraged to rob the public fisc in behalf of their members. Americans may tolerate socialists, but they have no kindness for corruption. Wall Street occupiers, it's bad enough that you are being led by socialists, but being followed by bandits could have ominous results. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
I agree with him on the results, but as far as the people who are there and the intent, not so sure I agree with that. Mark in New York takes the floor. Hey, Mark.
Hey, hon. I just want to take this in a little different direction. You ever read a book and it's so good you don't want to put it down, but you almost don't
want
to finish it? All right. It's going to sound like I'm going off in a different direction, but let me just say something prior and then I'll go back. Eric Holder is finished. Fast and Furious I don't even want to talk about it, but you mentioned it last night. I couldn't get through last night. That guy's finished. We can't exhume and impeach Ronald Reagan. When America realizes what was being done and why, this I really don't give a damn if this whole government collapse. I've probably never said this to you before, Kate, but and if people say, you know, you got to look forward. You got to look what you're really talking about. This is garbage. There's a bunch of damn criminals, and I'm just disgusted. And let me leave it there. The book I'm reading is, and it's like, I don't know about coincidence or what's going on here, but it's called None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen. And he talks about the Federal Reserve and the Council on Foreign Relations. And I called you 2 nights ago, and I said, those people are misguided. They ought to walk over to the Federal Reserve and protest them. And it was funny because Alex Jones has said the same thing. He said, you got it wrong. The big bankers, the biggest ones, J.P. Morgan, Chase, the Rothschilds, when we talk about the New World Order and the families, it's true, Kate. And you always ask me who's they when things are going wrong.
Well, yeah, and Alex Jones has talked about it. Absolutely, you're right.
Right.
Talking about a few families who have a stranglehold on the wealth.
Right. Big banks. I have money in Chase Bank, which I'm going to take out. I have a small community bank that are not involved in that. Did not take bailout money. Companies that didn't take bailout money when they realized that the government was going to tell them what to do. They said, we don't want this. These protesters, they're probably a lot more intelligent than me, and some of them may not be. The point is, just because you read one book doesn't mean that you, but the thing is, the super rich are controlling these movements.
Yeah.
They're trying to put
George Soros.
The middle class above, right, mm-hmm. And he's just a small player because he's not a trillionaire.
Yeah.
But they're putting them, just like with this book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, they created the communism to have an enemy. They funded the communists, they funded Hitler. I know this doesn't seem like it means anything, but when Richard Nixon was running for office against Rockefeller, he turned in 1968 when he lost the election, toward the Kennedy. He went to work for Rockefeller. Everything that he was about, he turned, and Rockefeller was his enemy, and he turned Richard Nixon. You're saying, what the hell has this history got to do with now? They're still controlling the people in power. This president is no different than any other president. They're as corrupt as the day is long. That's why I say it's got to be wiped freaking clean. How it's done, I don't know. I hope it doesn't turn violent. I really don't. But I don't see how it cannot be, because this is the president and is trying to co-opt this movement. This guy, he's part of it, for God's sake. And before we go to break, one of the biggest cheerleaders for Wall Street is my senator, Chuck Schumer. How come this guy's not getting any play? And how come there's no protesting at his office?
You think of Chuck Schumer, who is supposedly liberal and for the people and da 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 da. But you're right. Sure, you have to look at who's really backing the people in office. And absolutely, we say that all the time. Somehow people miss the smoke screen. It is a smoke screen. Stay with us. Demands next.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not freedomtelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With freedomtelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is freedomtelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't woman... On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Of demands from the people who are occupying Wall Street, downtown Seattle, downtown Chicago, where the financial sectors are, and others across the nation. I'm going to give you the list in just a second. And I think on a couple of different fronts, and Mark went down the right road there saying that, as Alex Jones has said many times, and people I don't think have paid attention to, you have to think of who are the true puppet masters, who are the people that are pulling the strings. And the people who are pulling the strings are a very small amount of families, in a sense, and with our two-party system, because ultimately we know we're caught in this gridlock, this political gridlock. That's why I'm always pushing for the idea of a third party, just clean it up and come up with the third party. What I think is being missed here is that this is not a march on Washington, like I said. Really, that's what it should be. And that's what Mark said for his money, talking about Chuck Schumer. Well, wait a second. Why aren't they marching around his office? And that's why I say, if everybody was in Washington and that was the desired effect I mean, then I think they would have the desired result of what they're supposedly not happy with. And here's the thing. You want a balanced budget, right? Because you don't want to pay for our government for the rest of our lives and our kids' lives and our grandkids' lives. We don't want that. We have no or not enough, hardly any, I'll change that, energy independence. That's a big problem. And we do things like give money to Solyndra and it falls on its face and goes bankrupt and then say, well, it was just a drop in the bucket. Why is everyone so upset? It's only $500 million and change. That's just a little bit of money. Well, it's our money. We're the taxpayers. I understand that sometimes things are going to work out with stimulus money, but this was a disaster. And by the way, there was a scapegoat for Solyndra who left, and I'll get to that a little later. We have natural gas. So why aren't we going the route of natural gas? And these career government politicians, what are they ultimately doing when they have just so many regulations that are being crammed down our throats? I'm going to say it again. We're a nation of takers, not makers. How do we expect to really thrive when we're doing that? We want jobs coming back to the United States. We want to make things again, don't we? Of course. That's what we want to do. So, pardon my pessimism, but because I'm a glasses half full person, but this idea of the occupying the center of Wall Street and beyond, I think it is, some of it is propped up, especially because the unions are part of it now. All right, so quickly I'm going to run down the list. There is a website, and it's OccupyWallStreet.org, and you can find some of this on there. I mean, because this is stuff that somebody sent me, a producer sent me from New York, the list they had. Demand one, restoring the living wage. And it can only be met by ending free trade and reimposing trade tariffs on all imported goods, entering into the American market to level the playing field for a domestic family and manufacturing and all that sort of stuff. Another policy that must be instituted is raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour. All right, $20 an hour. Demand two, institute a universal single-payer health care system. All private insurers must be banned from the health care market. Is their only effect on the health of patients is to take money away from the doctors, the nurses, and the hospitals, and they don't get to do their job and hand money to their Wall Street investors. So, crash insurance. Three, guarantee living wage income regardless of employment. Good luck with that one. Demand four, free college tuition. Now it's a fantasy. Demand five, a fast-track process to bring fossil fuel economy to an end, while at the same time bringing the alternative energy economy up to an energy demand. Fast-track, we've been talking about this forever and a day. There's a reason why it was in fast-track, because politicians were getting money from plenty of oil people, and it was easier not to try to develop those plants and not to go down that road. Plus, you had the environmentalists who went nuts over drilling and everything else. And I get that they're saying fossil fuel, but even to go green, there's no way you can ramp up that quickly. It should have been happening before. We had the electric car, as Kathy McPherson, one of our great listeners in Kalamazoo, Michigan, pointed out. There's a movie that all of you should look at. You can rent it for like a buck, I'm sure. It's like The Death of the Electric Car. It's crazy because we've had this technology. If really electric cars was the way to go, trust me, they would be out there. Now we're starting to see, the Chevy Bolt, all that stuff, but this could have happened a long time ago. Demand six, $1 trillion in infrastructure. And that is perfect because that goes along with what the president is saying to create jobs, the bridges, the water, all that stuff. And that's what they're saying, to spend that now. Demand seven, $1 trillion in ecological restoration, planting forests, wetlands, natural flow of rivers, and decommissioning all of America's nuclear power plants. nuclear energy is another alternative. The French do it, and it works like a charm. So we're saying just get rid of nuclear energy. Demand 8, racial and gender equal rights amendment. Ugh. Racial and gender equal rights amendment. That's not happening. Seriously, you think someone's going to propose an equal rights amendment? And I say that, and listen, gender, that means females, but that's not happening. At least not anytime soon, because of all the other things that are being dealt with anyway. And there is that assumption that it is about, there is equal rights, that there are things that have happened across the country that have changed what we're seeing in the workplace. But it's not completely true, because if you look at the wages and who's paid what and all that other stuff, okay, so I get a little bit of that. But that's not going to be proposed. Demand 9, this is a big one, open border migration. Ready for this? Anyone can travel anywhere to work and live? What, are you kidding me? So just open the border, screw it, let everybody in, and let's just do that. Just open it up. Are you listening, Canada? Sam in Montreal, come visit. It won't be a hassle. Demand 10, bring American elections up to international standards of paper ballot precinct, counted and recounted in front of an independent and party observer system. There's the cost again. There's a lot of problems with elections. I agree with that. But the money you would need to do that and the amount of people, you'd be moving all kinds of mountains, and that's not going to happen because the idea of the paper ballot, forget it. You're killing trees, because I thought we didn't want to kill trees. Demand 11, immediate across-the-board debt forgiveness for all. Does anyone out there like it? Raise your hand. Oh, my. I see some of the most conservative people in the audience raising their hands. Forget credit card debt, student loans, personal loans, home equity loans. Just forget them all. Wipe them off the books. I love it. Woohoo! I'm going for it. Of course, there'd be no money anywhere. Demand 12, outlaw all credit reporting agencies. This is a tough one because the FICO score now is like your calling card. And so many people in some circumstances they're in, not everybody is in a circumstance that they put themselves in because they weren't aggressive, because they weren't pushing the envelope, because they weren't trying to get jobs. And the credit agencies, boy, they wield the power, don't they? Demand 13, allow all workers to sign a ballot at any time during a union organizing campaign or at any time that represents the yay or nay to have a union represent them in collective bargaining or to form a union. Oh, Texas, right-to-work state, that's not happening. And there's a lot of other states that feel the same way. All right, so that loosely, and as I said, it was a Fox producer who sent me this, is loosely kind of the what they're saying, what's being said, that they being the people that are out there protesting, are demanding. So think about that. Open borders policy. I don't know. If you did all those things, would there be so many jobs we couldn't possibly fill them? So, geez, we better have an open border. I want to end on a high note for this segment and throw out a daily salute. Guess who retired? Mark Kelly. Astronaut Mark Kelly, the bravest of the brave, and just seems like an all-around good guy. The husband of Gabrielle Giffords, congresswoman from Arizona. He retired and got a medal, and I just think, bravo. He is one of the good guys. He's very plain-spoken, I think, and from a family of astronauts. His brother was also an astronaut flying the shuttle missions. And he's somebody to watch to see what he does with his future. So I say we got to give some applause for that. Yeah. He started off the year almost losing his wife to a nutball, Jared Lee Loughner, who, of course, opened fire at one of her events as she was trying to reach out to people in her base, in her neighborhood, and answer questions and be out there for them in the public. And look what happened as a result of that. So, bravo. Coming up are Rock Minutes and a few other curious items that I think might make you grin a little bit. We'll be right back. Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Get past the people, get past the hit man. Get on time.
Kate Delaney, ATN. First I'm going to make you frown, then I'm going to make you grin. Or maybe it could be the other way around. I really think Eric Holder, the Attorney General's head, is in a vice because too many people are piling in on this. Granted, most of them are Republicans, and the new one, Republican Senator Charles Grassley, just did a bunch of interviews where he was talking about Holder stonewalling investigators because, of course, they're looking into Fast and Furious, the whole gun running scandal. And, you know, the longer you dig, you know, I used to think when I was at the Jersey Shore when I was a kid, and my mother would tell me, keep digging, because you're going to finally, eventually, you're going to hit water, and you're going to go beyond that, and you're going to dig your way to China. Of course, I never did dig my way to China, but I believed that I could do it. She made me believe I could do it. So I think Eric Holder made himself believe that he could wiggle out of this. And he didn't tell the truth, because how could he have not when we see that there's these memos? How do you explain the memos? How do you explain what he said 2 years before all of this broke open? I mean, I think if nothing else, Grassley is right. He's going to have serious egg on his face. And he's refusing to turn over documents that would show how much he knew about the project that allowed all of those assault weapons to fall into the hands of the Mexican drug lord leaders. So we're seeing that under Fast and Furious, you had, what, 1,400 assault weapons, give or take, that walked across the border, and the hope was they were going to be traced and lead agents to the cartel bosses, but most of the weapons just went underground, disappeared, and they've been linked to lots of crimes south of the border. And the bad one, or the one that was just so brutal, one of them, the murder of immigration officer, you know, Jamie Zapata, who was working from the embassy in Mexico City. Oh, talk about an ambush. And then, of course, in this country, the December murder of border agent Brian Terry in Arizona. And the list actually goes on and on and on. The bottom line is Holder had to have known about this because of tape of Holder talking about it and memos that show that. The digging's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. Is this ultimately going to lead to his resignation? Is a resignation when you're being squeezed and you're in a hot spot, is that an admission of guilt? Solyndra, here's what's happening there. The director of the loan program that approved $535 million of your money and mine in that taxpayer guarantee to a company that went bankrupt promptly, what, a year afterwards, or however long it took, not very long, is stepping down. And I love that the Energy Department let everyone know that. So let's pump it out there. And why? Because that's being investigated. They're looking into the handling of Solyndra's agreement. And, of course, they were warned about potential problems with the company. And that's what we're seeing in the documents. They were warned, be careful, be careful, be careful. So here's two big ones. I mean, Solyndra eventually, I think, goes away. Fast and Furious does not go away. This is definitely raw meat for the Republicans because they see that it's clearly there in the memos. It's clearly there on tape. So how do you get around that? All right, let's make a hard left turn, if you will. Pardon the description. So, I'm just thinking the last time I was at the Texas Motor Speedway and made one of those left-hand turns up a 180-degree embankment. That was scary. So the Beatles broke up in 69, as you all know, right? But how about this? I love that Paul McCartney, because I always had this question. You see all these bands that reunite. Would Paul McCartney and the rest of the band have gotten back together? And they did patch things up in the 70s. But Paul McCartney says if other members had survived a bit longer, they would have properly reunited. But they couldn't do it because, of course, John Lennon's death and George Harrison eventually succumbs as well. He says if the two were still here, they probably would have done a reunion, that they would have mellowed to the point where they would have said, come on, let's just do it. Well, I think I would have liked to see that. I love listening to the old stuff from the Beatles. I do. I never get tired of that, unless it's being pumped across the airwaves too much. But me personally, on my personal iPod, I like to listen to some of their so-called B-side stuff. So on that note, our pal George Russell has a rock history minute.
Hi, I'm George Russell with your Rock Talk Radio News music update. It was August 2011 when the Gibson Guitar Factory was raided by the feds. With nothing else to do, they decided to come on in and let's check out your wood. Is yours next? Gibson Guitars out of Nashville, Tennessee was raided for suspected violations of the Lacey Act. What is that? A 1900 law initially crafted to protect rare and exotic birds. Those feathers were used for women's hats. The Lacey Act was amended in 2008 to include wood, primarily rosewood and ebony. Now let's find out what the problem derives from. It's a word. Simple as that. Finished product. product. According to the foreign trade policy of the government of India, a fingerboard is a finished product and not wood in primary form. According to the U.S. government and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they consider a fingerboard blank to be raw materials, not finished product. That in itself is illegal to export from India and therefore illegal to import into the United States. Since the government raided Gibson in August, all luthiers across America have been unable to import any Indian rosewood or ebony. Seeing the U.S. government has no problem raiding a United States guitar manufacturer, when will the day come when you get a knock on your door asking to check out your dining room table? I'm George Russell with your Rock Talk Radio News Music Update.
They can't have my dining room table, George. If they do, I'll just have to sit on the floor, Indian style, and eat off paper plates. Because there's no way I'm investing in a new table. The interesting thing about music is the strange bedfellows in the game, including, in a way, Steve Jobs, the Apple co-founder, transformed the music business by creating iTunes and the iPod. He passed away this Wednesday, as all of you know, from complications from pancreatic cancer. He was 56 years old. He was diagnosed, and some people don't realize this, all the way back in 2004 when he revealed that doctors had removed a tumor from his pancreas. So he did really fight the good fight and live pretty long after that, because pancreatic cancer can take you down quickly. So we just did this Gibson guitar thing thanks to Georgie Boy. The Gibson chief executive officer, Harry Jurkowski, says, "We're going to miss his genius and unique ability to amaze us." And that's true, because you really never knew what Steve Jobs was going to come up with next. And the iTunes really was pretty brilliant with the iPod. Think of how tiny that was. Does anybody still have an old Walkman? It just seems like a box now, doesn't it? Do you remember taking those to gyms and running on the treadmill, trying to get off that last 5 pounds, or run around the neighborhood, or doing whatever you did? And it was like that brick that you carried around. So he absolutely transformed a lot of things, including the music business, without a doubt. One of the things Jobs talked about was death, ironically, and time, and how important it was to use your time wisely and just go for it and not worry about looking silly or stepping in puddles and getting in the middle of it, just to forge ahead. Some remarks from Steve Jobs, I think, that will stick around for a long time are these two.
Death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking.